share this love across the earth, the beauty of your holy word. So I kneel before you, God. I lift my hands cause you set me free. So I shout.
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. If you want to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 31, we start off, we have been reading through Psalms, and this morning we're at Psalm 31, and it's a Psalm of David. And you find in this Psalm there's a mixture of grief and sorrow, and it's sung by the chief musician amidst the congregation. Not all songs are happy songs that are sung to God, and that's one that we see here. And also it has elements of the prophetic as Jesus, his dying words, you see it in verse 5. And as David is crying for help, and yet at the same time having great confidence and hope for deliverance. And yet through David's sorrow, as he's grieving over this, you find he's magnifying the goodness of God. It's possibly a psalm that was written when Absalom, his son, rebelled. And you find David's friends that are fleeing him and slandered about David is flying. And so Psalm 31, why don't you follow along as I read? In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have securely laid for me. For you are my strength. In your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated those who regard useless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversity and have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a wide place. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief, yes, my soul and my body. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. I am a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and am repulsive to my acquaintances. Those who see me outside flee from me. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side. While they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. In the presence of the sons of men, you shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them securely in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Why don't we remain standing as Stacy comes and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Again, you give us a marvelous and beautiful morning to come before you, to enter into the Holy of Holies, God, and to be with you, Lord, and to seek your heart. And Lord, that you would search our hearts, God. And what a song we just sang this morning, Lord. And we would pray, God, we would pray so much. Before we would leave this place, God, each and every one of us, man, our hearts would be shouting with joy. We would be proclaiming Jesus Christ in our walk, with our lips, in our hearts, in our minds to the world around us, God. You know, this morning, Lord, when we come into this place, Lord, and some of us might have heavy hearts. Maybe things aren't going so well. Maybe there's so much struggle going on. There's so much around us to want to bring us down. But this morning, Lord, we want to come into this place, God, and man, we want to leave those things at the cross. Lord, we bring whatever struggles we're going through to the foot of the cross where Jesus has crucified these things. And you, God, have given us life through the blood of our Lord and our Savior. And so this morning, Lord, if we're coming in with heavy hearts, Lord, we would pray, enable us to leave, shouting, proclaiming, Jesus, we love you, and the world needs you. We thank you again, Lord, for who you are. Thank you again for giving us this opportunity and this privilege to be amongst the brethren, to be with you, God, in this place. So we thank you, Lord. Pour your spirit out upon us. God, we do. We need you. And we thank you at the same time. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. As we continue to worship, you can remain standing or be seated.
Strength to face the day.
Thank you that your promise towards us is that you are here, Lord, and we just want to be aware of that fact this morning. Lord, would you overflow us with that awareness of your presence, Lord Jesus.
Darkness.
of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord,
shout to the Lord,
all the earth let us sing.
Power and majesty,
my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of you.
Stood before creation.
You stood before. All for this love.